Hanover Park has always been a contentious area, an unsafe area to just quickly move through. Unless you are from the area, people get to know you, etc., and got family there, you know, familiar faces. It is what it is, and that goes for any other area on the Cape Flats that is being somewhat, you know, boxed into the Cape Flats. Yasin Johar, community activist in Hanover Park. Assalamu alaikum. Shukran so much for your time. It seems like you are supporting this curfew in Hanover Park. Yasin?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to yourself and to the listeners tuning in this morning. You know, not actually, I think you've said correctly that the issues that is of paramount importance are the ones that's currently being raised around stone throwing isn't something that just recently occurred, you know.
Right.
I mean, through the social media platforms and even through interviews with myself and yourself, we've been speaking about this for a very long time.
Exactly,
I mean, for
yes.
the last 5 years, this has been noted. And I think, you know what, another thing to also put out is that, yes, November is elections month, and if you really want to bring the change within the community, you know, and address critical issues, come, let's do it after November, but not now. Because now it's as if, you know, even I just watch, and I'm not trying to, you know, put anyone under the hammer here, but just the whole way of, you know, how the live recording is being done with the army in the background and so on, those aren't the issues that's going to solve this problem. And secondly, you know, the honorable member came this week now to Hanover Park. Last week it was Ian Cameron doing his campaigns, but they both sit on the same portfolio committee.
Yeah.
Why don't they come to the communities together if they really want to bring about these changes?
So do you think that your community members are aware that it could be considered as, you know, politicking ahead of the elections? And also, I mean, I don't even know, like you mentioned earlier, you and I, we've been chatting about the issues in Hanover Park. We've discussed the challenges as well as the successes, because Hanover Park isn't all that bad. There are success stories to tell.
Yeah,
so you and I, you know, I think you were at the time part of the CPF. You and I spoke about this, you know, we spoke about the behavior just generally of residents, you know, how gang violence kind of or relationships gets developed with normal citizens in the area because of safety and all of that. Was it van allemaal hierdie dinge gepraat al, Yasin? So I'm just trying to understand what is the response been, you know, with regards to the proposed curfew, because you're still boxing this community in by saying, you know, by 6 p.m. X little things are going to be happening from 6 p.m. to protect, you know, the residents of Hanover Park and the motorists. We need protection all day.
You know, Ghulam, firstly, also another thing to also add that I've listened to the live as well, and it was now attacking the army as well. But if you look a couple of months back, the same individual was the one that was so happy that, you know, through her letter that the army has been deployed. Now the army isn't as effective. You know, again, the issues in Hanover Park, there's underlining issues, and I think we had a discussion, you know, I think we still engaged. The last time we spoke was at the health screening in Hanover Park. Ghulam, in Hanover Park alone, the underlying issues are the issues that is resulting into the stone throwing. These kids, Hanover Park has about more than 500 school dropouts. Hanover Park has schools that have more than 15% absenteeism rates. And so obviously there's going to be this influx of teens at home, whether they're bunking, whether they're not in school and dropped out, you know. So if there's really a curfew that needs to be put on the community, then it should be put on the gangsters and it should be put on the drug merchants in the community, not the people. You know, some of our parents is coming at home after long hours of work, you know, and needing to go to the shop or needing to do certain things.
Yeah.
Our kids alone, you know, being in Hanover Park, the traumas that comes with the shootings and with all the issues, you know, and now to be put that on as a punishment, you know, just because a certain group of kids are throwing stones, so now all of the kids in Annapurna need to suffer.
Mm.